5 minutes after the second and final hour of the show. Thanks for being with us here on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Colfax, I got to register somebody for the Madden tournament here. We got coming up with NoCo Mobile Gaming. That is February 6th. It's going to be a Saturday afternoon. Looking forward to that. Cannot wait. The winner is going to win a PS5. Yeah. We're Greeley Pop Warner helping us out. Greeley Bears Pop Warner helping us out there. They're donating the PS5. And again, we're playing this at NoCo Mobile Gaming. They're bringing the trailer in up to St. Michael's Square. And we've had a chance to play in it, actually. It is so much fun. That was when the wheels started turning. I was like, we should do a Madden tournament. I'm going to take the 10th texter right now to... What are we... I'm just going to take the 10th texter. Just say hi. 10th texter to text in and say hi. So if you're listening right now and you're not a member of the text club, text KFKA to 970-478-1301. The 10th texter to just write hi or hello. I think it has to be longer than two letters, Colfax. Is that right? So you got to say hello because it'll write back and it won't. I don't know. Maybe. Is it two words? You got to have two words. So just write whole show. There you go. Just try that. text us on our First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. 10th texter to text whole show. You'll be in just like that. You're on our Madden challenge. Let's see. Dixon says, Brady, while I agree, he's a little inconsistent. I think you're being a little tough on Murray. It's early in the season and Murray just hasn't hit his stride. It wasn't long ago we talked about Joker being a head case and missing in action sometimes. Let's relook at Murray in about 8 to 10 games. A little inconsistent? I mean, he goes from one of the best players in the NBA to the group of average players. I mean, and we saw it in the bubble. You guys all talk about, oh, bubble Murray was fantastic. Well, half of him was. I don't think I'm that. Listen, I still believe he can be. We've seen it. But it's perplexing to watch and not really know how he operates. I mean, that's what's crazy to me. Yes, I get that Joker has had head case issues, but a lot of that was because he just had a different idea of how to win games. Didn't care about points. Jamal Murray is a scorer. Nikola Jokic is a triple-double machine. Two different players. So while I agree, Joker we have had to beg him to take an initiative and try to score the basketball more. He was still doing triple-double things. He was still rebounding. He was still getting assists. If Jamal's not scoring, what is he doing on the floor? I mean, that to me is a pretty scary thing when you have your scorer. Jamal's supposed to be a scorer. He's not a great. I mean, he's okay at defense. He's not a top defensive player though. He's not like one of these facilitating point guards. He's not a Chris Paul. He is a slasher. He is a scorer. He is at his best when he is creating, when he is moving around, hitting that little free throw line extended jumper, layups, little reverse layups. That's when he's at his best. Dixon says, I agree that like, why does Dixon always bring Von Miller into this? We're talking about the Nuggets. We're talking about a completely different sport. And I'm starting to think that you have a voodoo doll of John Elway and Von Miller now. Like there's a Von Miller voodoo doll that you just keep stabbing. And maybe that's why Vaughn got hurt this year. Dixon says, I agree that like Vaughn Murray is not living up to his contract, but I'm willing to wait and see how it shakes out here a little before saying he's always going to be this way. I'm not saying I'm not giving up on Jamal, but I'm telling you right now, that's the difference. You think that you're a Western Conference Finals team again, not like this. And we haven't been seeing the stretch of games with Jamal. I mean, he had 20 points last night, but 9 for 20. You know, he goes to the free throw line. I mean, you want him again. You want Murray going to the free throw line. He went twice, missed both. But again, look at his stat line. 20 points. Plus minus was minus 12. Three turnovers, four assists, and a steal. Again, if he's 8 assists and 7 boards, then I'm going, all right, well, you're doing other things. And that's typically where... It's what we took with Nikola Jokic. All right, He had 18 points. He didn't seem to want to score that, you know, that night, but he's still putting up numbers, you know, similar to getting close at least to that triple double. I mean, listen, we have no choice. You're not trading him. You're not trading him right now. I mean, Jamal's your guy. He's your point guard. So, I mean, I'm not like jumping off the bus here and saying, hey, no more Jamal Murray. It's time to move on. But this season, if this is how it's going to go all year, a serious discussion is going to have to be had in the offseason. And if this is how it goes all year, you're going to have a hard time trading and getting the value that you think you need out of him. And listen, I'm not there. I'm not having that discussion. But, you know, you're saying, all right, he's a little inconsistent. Well, he had 36 points against Minnesota on the 3rd of January. So I'll give you that he's a little inconsistent, because after that, he's been consistently average. 13 points, 21 points, 14 points, 9 points, 20 points. Those are average numbers. So you're not even getting the best of bubble Murray. You're not even getting that right now. You got it on the 3rd. It's been 10 days. So when do you panic? You saw it in the bubble. We walked away and we said, oh, wow, he's arriving. I mean, the bubble was great to him. It's easy to forget inconsistent and bad games when you win a playoff series. It's easy to forget that because we tend to lump the series together. Did you win it? Did you lose it? And if you won it, we take the positives and then you move on. Well, unfortunately, there are negatives, and he had them. In games where they struggled and they lost, he was typically nowhere to be seen. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. I just think that at this stage, you have to ask the question, when will you get Jamal? Again, he's more Clark Kent than Superman. He has the ability to take off the glasses and be Superman. He just doesn't do it all the time. I scratch my head because I've never quite seen a star. He's paid like a superstar, so you call him that. I mean, he is a Nuggets star. I've never quite seen one so wildly inconsistent. There's inconsistent players in the NBA, aplenty, sure. There's guys that are going to go off, and then the next night, the next two nights, the next three nights, they're just regular guys. But they typically don't earn that name of star. You know, is Jamal in the upper echelon of stars? No. But he is a superstar, as far as the Nuggets are concerned. And it is a problem. First Advantage text line 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is available. Go to thewholeshow.com. It's Broncos related. What are your expectations for the Broncos? There you got your guy. The Broncos have made their decision. That's been the big story of the day. George Payton to be the next general manager for the Denver Broncos. Spent 13 years with the Vikings. Signed a 6-year deal. So I think that's an interesting number to note. That means he has time. This year he can sit back and assess. I wonder if that's going to be the strategy. You know, secure Justin Simmons. You heard Zach, though, man. I mean, you and I were talking about $15 million maybe. So Vaughn's due to make $22 million this upcoming season. And Zach's saying, realistically, he could see the Broncos asking him to cut that in half. That's not, get him down to $11 million. You and I were talking about, is $15 going to be reasonable? Would he do that? I mean, that's a significant cut. But he, you know, he's talking about getting him all the way down to that 11, 12 mark. And do you see Von Miller doing that? I mean, Von still, if you still think that, now you, Colfax, I mean, if you're in Von Miller's position and you still think that you're the best pass rusher in the league, you still think that you're one of them, are you going to let your money tell the story and say, no, you're not? Because if you cut that contract in half, we're screaming that you're not one of the best pass rushers in the league anymore.
I mean, maybe if they can convince me that we can go deep in the playoffs,
yeah,
then I'll be like, okay, you know what? And then maybe with some of
those incentives, throw the bells and whistles on there.
Yeah. And then say, okay, I'm convinced. You know what? We're going to go to the playoffs. I'm going to do my part. I'm going to hit my incentives. But otherwise, why wouldn't you just go somewhere else?
Yeah. That's the thing. And is anybody else going to pay him $16 million? Would you pay him $16
million? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And again, a lot of us talk about Vaughn like he's just this bad player. He's still a good player. Is he great? Is he a top pass rusher right now? Before the season started, I would have said, yeah, he has a shot to get back up there. But then he got hurt. You know, he was looking good. He was feeling good. We thought it was going to be a good year for Vaughn. He got hurt. So he still has value. I mean, this is not like Champ Bailey in his end of his career with the Broncos. Couldn't cover anybody anymore. Now, you know, year out, we're going to see, but is he still a guy that, you know, a team would say, all right, I could see pairing him with another pass rusher and paying him pretty good money, not $22 million. That's the thing. I mean, I think he's close. He's still close to being a at least top 10 pass rusher, and does that get you 15, 16? I just don't see 11. Brady, you make a laundry list of excuses to defend Vaughn for not living up to his contract. Where's that love for Murray? When you win a Super Bowl, when Jamal Murray wins a title at his best, sure, let's have that discussion. When you win an NBA championship and they name you MVP, I'll give you a little room. When you lose to in the Western Conference Finals to the Lakers, and then you show us this year that, you know, you're right now, you're nowhere near that team. No, I'm not giving you much room. You got to earn that room. You got to earn that space. And if you want me to make an excuse for you, if you want me to say, oh, you know what, give it time, because we know what Jamal can do. And if those inconsistencies are when they're good, they're so good that you beat the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, and I'll take a few games of bad and average, but it gets us a title, fine. I'll give you room. This year, I'd be saying it, I'd be the first one. Hey, don't forget, this team won a championship when Jamal's at his best. So, yeah, you got to just weather the storm and hope that, you know, you're not 10 games under 500. But you're losing games, Dixon. You're losing games. You're 5-6. You were picked by NBA.com as the number two seed in the, not just number two seed, the number two team in the NBA. So yes, you're 5-6. I mean, that third quarter right there, they didn't look at all like a playoff team. Not even close. And Jamal is paid to carry you there. So yeah, I'll make an excuse for you when your best yields a title. But your best won you one game in the Western Conference Finals. That's where we are. I'm not going to Vaughn earned it. Vaughn was an MVP, a Super Bowl MVP. He's a Hall of Famer, folks. And at this stage, if you want to do comparisons, this is when Vaughn was at his best. 4 or 5 years in, Vaughn was playing the best football of his life. Jamal Murray is playing better than he did his first 2 years in the NBA, but right now he's playing more like an average point guard on an average basketball team. Lieutenant Spangles, a Giants fan, he said the Giants need a pass rusher. I'm sure they'd pay for him. I still think that, yeah, he could probably still get upwards of the 16-17. So, you know, if Denver comes at him and says, you're going to get $11 million, $12 million, we'll give you $5 million in incentives, and here it is, getting, you know, 15 sacks, we got to get to the playoffs, and, you know, a couple other, you know, tackles, probably put some tackles in there, then maybe. But, you know, if the Giants or a team like that is like, yeah, we'll pay 16 right off the bat, then, yeah, I don't realistically see it happening. Yeah, so let me ask you. Will County Swami says it all hinges on his ability to bounce back from a tough injury. If you didn't get hurt, and let's just say this year he had 12 sacks, would we even be having this discussion? If he didn't get hurt, he had 12 sacks, you're still a bad team. Are the Broncos even messing with this contract? Are they just? Because I would imagine he's a guy that's going to get you close to double digits in sacks. I mean, he's done that his whole career. Yeah, I think you're right. If the injury didn't happen, you're in a different position than you are now. Excuse me. 20 minutes after the hour, we need to take a break. Do you want to thank Fresh Coat Painter South Platte? Get a free mini cooler just by calling them. Call the folks at Fresh Coat. And you also get a free painting quote while you're at it. 970-414-4131. 20 minutes after the hour, it's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Dalton Reisner coming up in a few moments. We'll talk to him in the last segment of the day. So make sure you keep it here, the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
You're listening to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy and 1310 KFKA. Brady will be back after the break.
Hey, this is Cato June, all-pro linebacker, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to 1310 KFKA.
Shout out to the Chiropractic Standard. I'm going to be talking about these guys for the next few months. I'm going there on a weekly basis, trying to get my back pain under control. And a few visits in, I'm already starting to feel it, man. I woke up feeling great today. And I'm curious to see how this process goes. So you get an x-ray before you start, you get an x-ray after you start, and you get to create your plan. I've got an app on my phone, Colfax, and I look at the schedule and go, man, I can't make that today. I double booked. I just have to reschedule right here. You don't have to call in. You don't have to do anything like that. You can schedule it through an app, and that's it. So if something works better for you the next day, boom, you make it easy. It's easy, folks. Maybe you've been hesitant to try chiropractic care for one reason or the other. It's not a lot of just go in and not that. It's not this kind of care. This is more of having a long-lasting effect. That's the Chiropractic Standard in Greeley. Struggling with back pain? Don't. Stop. You don't have to. Check them out, the Chiropractic Standard. Look them up on Facebook and see what the other folks are saying. Huge reviews. And folks, their lives are changed because of this. 25 minutes after the hour, a little unfair, I think, to compare Von Miller and Jamal Murray. I mean, and I'm also willing to give Nikola Jokic more of a pass, too. Why? Because isn't he a two-time All-Star? He's an All-Star for sure. He's an All-Star, two-time All-Star. So, I mean, you could give him more of a pass. Tell me right now, what has Jamal earned to make you want to make excuses? Again, I'm not making excuses, and I'm not giving up either, because you have no choice but to lace him up and go back to work tomorrow. But something's off with Jamal. You got to get it right. Otherwise, you won't really be a deep playoff team. I think you're still a playoff team, even if Jamal doesn't get it right. But who knows? You're 5-6 right now. You know, we're going to go every 10 games and assess this thing. And we're off to our second stint of 10 here, Colfax. And you lose to an undermanned Nets team. And I get it. They have KD. But, you know, that's a game you really felt you could win. Should have won. I don't know where the excuses are coming from Jamal. Okay, wait and see the next 10 games. All right, he may turn it around. Still very hopeful for it. But right now, we're talking about it. You know, this isn't a show, Colfax, that says, you know what? This is what happened, and we're going to wait and see. It's not what we do. We try to predict. We try to talk about it. We try to forecast. And the bottom line is, based on his history, he's not going to be this top-level guy. He's going to be a guy that, you know, tomorrow night. And I get it. I'm going to get the text first thing. Tomorrow night, they go win, right? And he has 36 points. And I'm going to get the text the next day. There's Jamal Murray. Told you. No. I expect that. I expect nothing less. I would not be shocked at all if the next three games you have Jamal, you know, go off. 30 plus. 28. 32. 37. But then I expect a 10-point game after that. And then a 9-point game. And then 20. And then, oh, 35. I totally expect that. You didn't have the stats in front of you, Colfax, and I'm reading it off and you're guessing. You had it almost exactly right. You can almost guess. I mean, that should be our new thing we do. You know, at the end of every show before a Nuggets game, you know, tomorrow night, I fully expect to see a 30 plus night for Jamal. You know, which Jamal Murray are we going to get? Texter Brady, I got a feeling Vaughn wants out of Denver. He seems to kind of have an attitude right now. Do you think he has an attitude because of, you know, again, and I know I don't like to promote a lot of other radio shows, but this was national news. He was on a local radio station in Denver, and he did have an attitude about that. He was asked if he would take a pay cut. Colfax, I would never ask that unless it was happening, right? Oh, you took a pay cut. We're going to ask you about it. What went into that decision? Did you feel like it was a slight? Sure. But in the off season, the guy just found out he's out for the season. I'm not going to tell another radio professional how to do their job. I just know me personally, I wouldn't go there. Would you be willing to take a pay cut? Because what's that going to do? Brady, you just don't have the stones to ask those questions. You're never going to get that man on that show again, folks. I would bet money on that. I would bet money on that. I mean, that interview, yes, seemed like he had an attitude. But does he have an attitude? Well, other than that, does it seem like Vaughn has an attitude? I don't think so. But yeah, if you have another team that's going to pay you significantly more, then I would imagine you go that route. And you might even go if it's like a million more because you feel slighted by Denver. I mean, we're all sure that Denver's not going to just ride out the contract. You know, it's the team option. We're all pretty positive that that's not going to happen. You're going to renegotiate. Otherwise, Vaughn's gone. Texter, yes, other players played well, but Jamal in some ways single-handedly won the Nuggets several huge playoff games last year. They don't beat Utah or Clippers without him. Don't disagree. I do not disagree with you. You should have never been down 3-1 to Utah, though. I mean, and I listen, that's going to go down in history as one of the most awesome moments for the Nuggets, and it's historical. But based on what you're seeing right now, and again, I know they don't have Jeremy Grant, and Mason Plumlee's out, Torrey Craig's gone. It's a kind of a different team, but that's never happening again. I mean, you're down 3-1 twice. It never happened before. It's probably never going to happen again. The odds of Denver winning against the Utah Jazz were so, so heavily against them. And that Clippers won. I mean, my goodness. Nobody. I didn't believe until game six. And then you go, well, you win this game and it's brand new. Brand new series. One game. That's it. So, listen, he deserves respect for those games, but he doesn't deserve excuses yet. He's not there. I mean, we've seen great moments from him, sure. But in that same series, Dixon, if he doesn't play lousy in a handful of games, you might never be down 3-1. I mean, just looking at his stats from those playoffs, I mean, we talked about it in detail yesterday. You know, I've got it in front. I mean, he had 36 points game one, but then 14-12. And you lost those two games. Now, he had 50 in their third loss, and that's when we started seeing. That was when, like, boom, whoa, Jamal Murray, where is he going? But in the first two losses, when you're down, that put you down 2-1. He had 14-12. So you can say, oh, he deserves an excuse. He deserves some room to breathe. You see him at his best, and I'll take it any day of the week at his best, sure. But he's got to find a way to be 24-point guy. He's got to find a way to be that guy. I don't need 50. I need 24. I don't want, again, he had 20 last night. It didn't feel like 20. He had a bad game. He looked off. 32 minutes after the hour. We're going to jump out here real quick. Colfax, we'll take a short break. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKA.
Oh, look at that. That was recorded. We like to air that one because it was recorded before he was drafted. And we actually asked him, Dalton in that interview, how cool would it be to be drafted by the Denver Broncos? And he was just, I mean, he's a Colorado guy. He's from Wiggins. I remember what he said to that. He's like, wow, that would be a tremendous honor. It'd be amazing. And he lives up to it. Like, he has been, and I'm not just saying it because we've had him on and I like the guy. This offensive line has been the bright spot for the Broncos, especially this season. But Dalton, over two seasons, has been one of the bright spots. Certainly, out of that draft class 2 years ago, Dalton's been the best. Noah Fant was taken first, but Dalton was taken with the first pick in that second round. Dalton Reisner has been the best of those three, of Drew Locke, Noah Fant, and Dalton. Excited to talk to him in a few moments. 38 minutes after the hour. shout out to another great sponsor of this program, No Limit Collectibles, brand new sponsor. You know, I get Christmases over and all that stuff. Maybe you didn't get the stuff you needed for the man cave. Maybe you didn't get, you want to decorate your office a little more. Maybe you have a home gym. You want to get some sports stuff hanging up, make it feel a little more motivated. That's No Limit Collectibles. Buy, sell, or trade. They keep an eye on their Facebook page, too. They're always doing card shows. So if maybe you have some old cards, you were a collector, you don't really do it anymore, or you're a collector, but you want to offload some. And No Limit Collectibles will buy as well. Buy, sell, or trade with No Limit Collectibles. Some great items in there, too. I mean, Jordans, if you're a fan of Jordans, the shoes, my goodness, they have almost every kind in there. Sports cards, memorabilia, jerseys, signed jerseys, all that and more with No Limit Collectibles. Texter, don't you agree that if Vaughn is going to have to take less money, no matter what, why would he want to do it here? If he's going to take less, he's going to want to do it where he can win. So, like, if the Giants, since we already asked that, if the Giants come and say, hey, we'll give you $14 million, the Broncos say, we'll give you $14 million, you think Vaughn would go to the Giants? I don't see it that way. Do you think that he does have a Super Bowl, so the pressure to win a Super Bowl is at least a little bit for, now I know you're always wanting to win more. But that, I think on that side of it, you know, that's a little interesting. You know, would he be willing to take less with a different team to have a chance to go win a title, or does he want to stay with the Broncos? With this, does he have loyalty? You know, I think John has loyalty to him, but does Vaughn have loyalty to the Broncos? And I listen, one's certainly not going to blame the guy. I wouldn't blame him if he goes to a different team and he wants to win. You know, I love my Colorado teams, but Vaughn's only got a couple of years left. And do you see the Broncos being a contender in 2 years? If you don't see them being a contender next year, then what leads you to believe that they'd be a contender in 2 years? Because that means that Drew Lock doesn't take another step in his third year next year. And I don't. If he's lousy again next year, he's not going to be the quarterback. And then you're back to square one. 40 minutes after the hour, we're going to jump out here. I am getting some. We're going to talk to Dalton Reisner. I'm getting a message from him right now, so we'll see if we still get that on time here. But we'll take a short break. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
New coach, new season, new hope. UNC Hoops can be heard right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Mark Johnson, voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, and you're listening to The Hull Show with my buddy Brady Hull on 1310 KFKA.
Forty-four minutes after the hour, welcome back to the show. It's The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. We're waiting on confirmation here from Dalton Reisner. We're going back on the message side of things. He's finishing up a few things. So we're looking to get him on before we wrap the show here in just a moment. That'll be a fun interview. Either way, we'll get that this week. But we're trying to lock that in here in just a few seconds, hopefully, maybe a few minutes. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. Our Power to Play Sports poll question. Hell, it's fitting for Dalton Reisner. What are your expectations of the Denver Broncos? So strange, you got your general manager hired. You know, George Payton coming in from the Viking side of things. All right, so you get one piece completed. You have a lot of questions still out there as far as what's next. Now, we know Vic Fangio is going to be the guy going forward for next season, but we don't know about Drew Lock. That to me is going to be the big one. And obviously that is. And then locking up Justin Simmons. We talked about this on Monday. What are the biggest questions that you would have for a general manager in those interviews? Well, how do you fix the quarterback situation? And what are you going to do about Von Miller? What are you going to do about Justin Simmons? Are you, how much pressure's on Vic Fangio? I mean, those are all serious things worth talking about. You're clearly asking, you know, George Payton was asked, before, you know, they probably got into too deep, was what are your thoughts on Vic Fangio? You're going to get an idea. So those were all the big questions out there. They must have liked the answers. We unfortunately don't know the answers just yet, especially about that quarterback. So what are your expectations of the Broncos? And most of the Hooligans are saying, hey, win more than five games. Just be better than you were last season. 33% of the Hooligans. It's so up in the air. You're saying I have zero expectations. 20% say not to have a losing record. And then 6% saying playoffs. Only 6% saying playoffs. And that's what's tough is, does that change? Do your expectations change if suddenly you have a quarterback that's top tier? I mean, that to me, yeah. I mean, if can you make a trade? Do you get a Matt Stafford? That name keeps coming up. Do your expectations change to playoffs? That's difficult, man. I like the offensive line. I like Melvin Gordon, especially toward the end of the season. You will get Courtland Sutton back. KJ Hamler, I liked a lot more than Jerry Jeudy this season. So it's going to be interesting, Colfax, if the Broncos try to get aggressive. Now, that's what George Payton said. We're going to be aggressive, but not reckless. What does that mean? You don't want to mortgage your future. And I think that that's something that the Broncos have to be careful with because they screwed up with Case Keenum. I don't know how far that set them back, but they screwed up. They paid him. They signed him to, at that time, he was an $18 million guy. So it's going to be interesting for sure. 48 minutes after the hour. First Advantage text line is 970-478. And we do have him. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, Dalton Risner joining the program here. Dalton, my friend, it's been a while. We were talking about this. We interviewed you before the draft, and we asked you what it would be like to be drafted by the Broncos, man. We appreciate your time, my friend.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Sorry for calling in a couple minutes late, man. It's a busy off season already, but thanks for having me on. I'm excited to talk ball.
Can't imagine. Hey, okay, so I got to ask you this. Do you find yourself, with this playoff weekend, do you find yourself saying, I want to get away from football a little bit? Or are you glued to the TV? Like, do you become a normal fan? Because you were a Broncos fan growing up. Do you become a football fan over the weekend, or do you try to stay away from it?
Heck no. I don't become a football fan, man. And try not to get too passionate about it, but I can't stand watching playoff football. You know, as a kid, obviously I loved doing that, but I can't sit and watch a game without just getting irritated because I want to be in the playoffs. Yeah. I think we need to be in the playoffs, and that's the Broncos legacy. And, I don't want to sit there on a Sunday, eat Cheetos and drink a Dr. Pepper, watching someone else play my position and play the game that I love so much. And I know it, people might not think it's that serious or think I'm a little overboard, but man, I want to be in the playoffs so dang bad. I want to tell you next year, hey, I can't come on the show for a couple more weeks because I got to go win a Super Bowl.
Hey, and I'll be happy to read that email too, my friend. I want to. Hey, don't worry. I'll eat enough Cheetos for you, so you don't even have to worry about it, my friend.
Heck yeah, man.
Dalton, you guys, let's talk about this offensive line. Now, I know, last 2 years, no playoffs. It's been rough, but you, and especially this season, that offensive line, that was the bright spot. What has been part of this turnaround? Ever since you arrived with the Broncos, as a rookie, you took it upon yourself to become an instant leader. Do you find yourself going, hey, I love being a part of that build on this offensive line? That's become one of the strongest positions on this team.
Well, that means a lot, man. It really does. You don't know how much that means just because I take so much pride. And ever since I became a Bronco, of one, upholding the legacy that people that played for the Broncos left behind for us to continue. And I just take a lot of pride in that because I'm such a big Bronco fan and now I'm a part of the team. And it's just such a blessing, man. And I've always wanted to be that. Now I get to have an opportunity to be a leader on the offensive line and help guys along. And we want to be gritty. We want to work hard. We want to enjoy running the rock and mauling over people and take pride in protecting our quarterback. And that's just something that I love, man. So it's so I'm so appreciative that you noticed that. And like you said, it's something that I think we did a really good job at this year, having Cushenberry come in, and I think he grew tremendously throughout the year. Graham Glasgow was a great addition. Me working with Garrett Bowles, I was the first guard that Garrett has got the opportunity to work with for more than a year. For actually 32 games straight, we got to work with each other, and he found himself as a second-team All-Pro. So I'm so appreciative and so proud of all my teammates on the offensive line and really everyone on the team, but it's a fun group to be around in that O-line room.
What's your relationship like with Garrett Bowles? Obviously, Garrett's been through some interesting times with this organization, but this year, wow. And I know you've always been in his corner.
With Garrett, it's one of those things that when I showed up, I had guys tell me, it's hard to play next to Garrett. He hasn't had a guard for a while, yada, 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 whatever it is. I've seen Garrett get booed out of Bronco Stadium. You guys know it's true. I've seen it happen. And I've seen the perseverance that that man's had. You know, he had a rough start. Was it as rough as everyone thought? Maybe, maybe not. I'm not the one to tell. All I know is that from when I came in, seeing the type of guy Garrett was on and off the field, the things he persevered through, the battles that he had to go through, the tests that God put him through as a football player to get through is incredible, man. He's such a good guy off the field. He's a big brother to me. He takes care of me. He lets me know what I need to do better. He checks me when I need checked. And all I'm trying to get out, my man, is just the things I've seen Garrett go through, the way he's persevered, the way he's continued to push to get better and ignore all the outside noise about what people thought about him being a bust, whatever it is. He earned that this year. He earned that contract. He earned that second-team All-Pro. And in fact, he probably should have been first-team All-Pro. So I cannot say enough good things about Garrett. He's big bro to me. We argue. We fight. We yell at each other. But it's all out of love. We want each other to be better. We want to be the left side, the best left side in football. So hats off to that guy and his family, man. I hope he's drinking a Mai Tai on the beach somewhere.
I know you're getting Broncos country. They're getting goosebumps right now listening to you talk, man. I want to be on this offensive line just listening to you talk about you know your brothers out there. Dalton Reisner joining us. Dalton, we got the news today. New general manager George Payton, man. Any thoughts? Anything you want to give us on that? I know it's still new to all of us. We're still trying to digest it.
Yeah, man. You know, I was just sitting out here doing a commercial for Loveland Ford because they gave me a new Raptor a couple years ago, and I got the notification from my agent that George Payton's going to be our new GM, man. And I know that he's with the Vikings for a while, and I know that with our upstairs and our, you know, organization that they made a great decision. I'm sure that this guy's going to be a great fit. It's kind of a little joke, but I texted my agent right away and said, hey, give me his number. I want to give him a call. And he's like, well, let's let the guy get settled in Denver a little bit first. And, you know, I want to meet the guy, man. I want to meet the guy that's going to help us get this thing going. And everyone within our organization, I think, is tremendous. But I think it's going to be a great new, fresh set of eyes. And I'm ready to kick some ass next year. I hope I can say that on air.
Hey, man, yeah, we're gonna let that one go no matter what. You're Dalton freaking Reisner. So we had a texter already that said, you know, Wiggins used to just be a place that we had to describe another town. Now we can say it's Wiggins. It's home of Dalton Reisner. So it's cool to get those texts. Dalton, I got about a minute here. I want you to talk to us about Reisner Up, your website, reisnerup.com. Also, these new T-shirts that are going around, man. How do I get one of those?
Hey, I really appreciate that, man. Thanks for giving me the time. For everyone that's wondering, my foundation is called Reisner Up, and you can find it at reisnerup.com. It's a nonprofit 501(c). And to put it in a nutshell, it's all about helping people. It's all about, in this world that gets so busy and all the trials and tribulations we have, it's a foundation about helping people out, doing what's right, whether it's a big or small gift, helping people out and help put a smile on people's face. If you're looking for a T-shirt, you can go check it out on my Twitter. I have four or five different T-shirts out. One of my newest T-shirts out, you can go to breakingtea.com/Reisner. Or, heck, you can scroll down on Twitter a little bit. I don't even know the names of the links right now. That's probably bad. But I got a lot of shirts out, man. So look down my Twitter feed. You'll see all sorts of different cool things.
I love it, man. Count me in. I'm buying them all. Dalton, we appreciate you, man. I'm on your website now. I'll share that out. We love having you on the show. Would love to do it again sometime very soon.
All right, that sounds great, man. God bless, and go Broncos.
All right, my man, go Broncos. Dalton Reisner right there. Like I said, man, I'm pumped up. I want to run through some brick walls for this guy. Unfortunately, we're up against it, man. We got to take a break, but we will be getting Mr. Reisner on. But I like that response. I don't want to be on this show because I want to be in the playoffs. We'll take it. That was Dalton Reisner. If you missed the first portion of that, check it out at thewholeshow.com or 1310kfka.com. We'll be back at it on a Thursday. Good night, Northern Colorado.